about it. Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Monday morning. Ooh, we got a full week ahead of us. No Labor Day vacation.
Hey, but why you gotta say it like that?
I just want people to know what to expect, okay? I want you to know what you're working with. I don't want to lie to you. I don't want to deceive you. I just want to tell you that, hey, it does feel good to have the whole gang back. Got myself Joe, Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl, and you.
Woohoo! The most important piece of the puzzle.
Honestly, yeah, there wouldn't be any of us if there wasn't you. Let's get things going this morning. I kind of want to go right to Porkchop because we haven't seen him. He smells like he took a shower. He smells fresh and clean.
I gave him the biggest hug when I just ran into him.
So how are you doing, man?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm so good. Did you miss me?
Yes, big time. You got my texts every day.
Aw, I know. You're
Wait, you text him every day?
Of course.
I'm starting relationship rumors now about you two.
I miss you. Love you. Come back, is what they said.
I was wondering why you didn't text me, Joe.
Well, dude, I've always told you, I'm like, relax, don't think about work. The only thing I would talk to you about is work.
I know. No, I had such a great time. I did so many fun things. I got to see the Jersey Shore. That's like my childhood where I grew up, and it was just so nice.
And you took a picture of the Jersey Shore house, right, from MTV?
Yeah, I took a picture of that. I went out, and I just saw so many friends and family. Like, literally, I did not have one meal by myself, like, and I didn't pay for any meal myself. So every day, Monday through Sunday, I had lunch with friends and dinner with like different friends. So they like cooked for me, took me out to eat. It was so nice.
Did you love it?
Absolutely loved it. Yeah. My cousin's wedding was amazing. My grandma's 92 years old and she still works at Walmart.
What's her name?
What is her name? Kathy.
Kathy.
I'm like, wait. Just like call her grandma. I don't know.
I didn't know if it was like Betty.
No,
or
Kathleen.
Dolores. Oh,
yeah. No,
beautiful.
She's so sweet. She's like on the dance floor going crazy. Can you believe that?
I cannot believe your grandma twerks. It's crazy. Go, Kathy. You looked so handsome. He posted all the pictures from the wedding.
Yeah. I flew in yesterday, and of course, I went to have dinner at Baby Blue's restaurant where he serves.
Okay, how'd it go? Because you hadn't seen him. This is Porkchop's new love interest.
After 2 weeks.
It's been 3 weeks.
How was it when you first saw each other?
It's so sweet. He gave me a hug.
Did you guys text the whole time and talk when you were out of town?
Yeah. I mean, we texted like a little bit earlier in the week, but later on in the week, I was just like so busy, so not really much.
Okay.
But yeah.
No, so are you guys still going or is the flame burned out?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out. We'll see.
Joe's asking if you spent the night there last night.
Oh, I did not, no.
Okay.
Why is he winking like not to say anything?
No, I really did.
Okay. How was your weekend, Mackenzie?
It was really good. I spent it with my little girl, Lucy. We had so much fun. We went to the pool because it was so pretty on Saturday. Yesterday, I did something very interesting. I had got cryotherapy. So that's when you go in one of those chambers, and I got down to negative 210 degrees. It was insane. You guys should try it.
I don't know. You remind me of that football player, Antonio Brown.
Know,
did you get
like,
frostbite?
It was a weird time to do it. Because you got to put your socks on and the slippers, and then you put gloves on. You do exactly as they say. I've done cryotherapy before, and what it does, it's like a lot of athletes do it literally 3 to 4 times a week. It relaxes your joints. It tightens your skin. You sleep very well. Actually, it burns, they don't promote this, but a ton of calories because your body goes into overdrive because it's freezing. Recovery Room USA is where I went, and it was cool. You only have to make it for 3 minutes. So like the first minute, you're like, whoa, this is cold. Second minute, you're like, okay, I got this. Third minute, you're like, I'm freezing! But then you're done.
So I just want to point out here that you and Liv the Web Girl should thank me every morning when you walk in here and say, Joe, it's so cold in here. I'm helping you ladies work out, okay?
No,
I'm helping you burn those calories.
We're so skinny now.
No,
thanks,
calories
Joe.
Calories are worth this.
You're very, very
but
welcome.
Give it a try. I think you would like it, cryotherapy.
I'm afraid I'm too big to fit in there and like I'd get frostbite on my gut or something, or my moves.
No.
All right, Liv the Web Girl, how was your weekend?
It was super good. I felt like it went by absolutely too quickly,
yes.
But it was basically just filled with football. On Saturday, I was watching college football all day long, and then on Sunday, I was watching football all day long, like literally until I was asleep in bed. So, yeah. Just football.
I don't know how to put this, and Mackenzie helped me because sometimes I'm bad at expressing my thoughts. It sounds negative, but it is a positive. I got to Friday after the show. There's a place that's they're now helping out with Joe's journey, and they're called Eat the Frog Fitness. In Indy, they have two locations, one like downtown Indy on Mass Ave, and then they have one in Carmel. And I went for the first time to actually work out, and I went on Friday, and it's like high intensity, different things, and I had no body pain from doing it, but I didn't eat breakfast that day really.
Okay.
So I had like no energy. So I was doing fine on the biking, fine on the rowing. Like my back was sore. I just did like my own body weight, just like some like little cardio moves, like dipping or like jerking like a 20-pound sandbag over my head.
That's an interesting term.
I was just
jerking it there.
No, a 20-pound bag is what I was doing. Jeez, Mackenzie, you sound like Liv over here. But I got so lightheaded that I had to sit down, like, because I didn't eat anything. So other than that, but I burned like 700 calories in 45 minutes, so that was awesome.
No, it's similar to other workout places where you have a heart monitor. Were you overexerting, underexerting? It kind of shows on the board where
well,
you're at.
Well, I have my big moobs, which get in the way because you're supposed to put it just below like your like by your
like
heart.
Under like under your bra strap where
yeah,
it would be.
Yeah, that's where I got my bra. I had to move it off there.
Right.
But I was just a little I wasn't overexerting at all.
Okay.
Even though my heart rate went up a lot, but it was awesome. It was a great workout, but I have not done rows like a rowing machine. I think that's the hardest workout I've ever done. Mackenzie, I still to this day, like my entire back, I feel like the workout everywhere, like in my legs, my groin, like every muscle, like in that area.
That's feels so
like,
good.
I feel it's like better than any squat I've ever done. Why have I not rowed before?
That's where you want to feel. That's an entire body workout. You gonna go back?
Yeah, of course. Honestly, I'm gonna recover today because it's like I have not worked out in months.
Right.
Like really hardcore.
I'm proud
so
of you. That's
I'm gonna
the
go
hardest
Wednesday.
Part.
Wednesday's the next time.
Okay, maybe I'm gonna do hot yoga on Wednesday.
Ooh, okay.
You should come try that with me.
Did you hear how I said I almost passed out?
You should try hot yoga.
I'm tired of almost passing out.
It's
so.
Like a free facial.
But okay. Well, then now you got me. But it was really fun, so I had fun with that. But there's so much more. As Liv mentioned, football. I'm a Lions fan. They blew it yesterday against Arizona. Went into overtime and tied. By the way, my fantasy football, that's ugly. I lost both my games yesterday. Not a good look.
Not a
good kickoff for the season.
You know what happened to me, really quick, this morning?
What?
Okay, so I was taking out my gum.
Okay.
And I was taking it out to put it in my wrapper as I parked. I dropped my gum and my car's so dark. I have no idea where it went and I had to get in here. So I just like ran.
What's that in your hair right there?
It could be.
No,
I'm
kidding.
It literally could be anywhere. How terrible is that?
All right. Hey, I hope that you find your gum.
Thanks.
And I hope it doesn't get stuck in the carpet. That's
Thanks.
No fun. What's coming up this morning in the garbage?
Ooh, Antonio Brown doing a dance, a freedom dance. Plus, while Bill Maher says fat shaming is a good thing, I want to see if you agree with him at all.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, usually, when you're fired, you are not rejoicing, but Antonio Brown certainly was. He signed with the Patriots just hours after receiving the news he was released from his $50 million contract with the Raiders.
Hey, lost it. Let me see it.
Look up Adam Schefter.
The Raiders
free!
Bro,
he literally said he found out on Twitter. He was ecstatic, running around his home, huge smile, called his grandma to say, they freed me. Here's the one potential issue for Brown. His famous jersey, number 84, is already taken on the Patriots by the tight end Ben Watson. So we're wondering, you know, what's going to happen there because he's all about that, as we know.
I really hope this implodes. First of all, I'm not a Patriots fan. And also, this guy Antonio Brown's kind of a turd, like the way he's been acting. So I kind of hope for him it implodes. But also, I hate the Patriots. I'm the biggest hater. So I don't want to see them get like a great receiver and like win another Super Bowl.
Right. He signed a 1-year deal. It's up worth up to $15 million with a $9 million signing bonus. But it's crazy how excited he just said, hashtag God's plan. So we'll see how that plays out for him. Well, Camila Cabello
is sacred to me.
Sorry, I thought it was a bed.
She is going on the record as to why she's been so hush-hush about her relationship with Shawn Mendes.
It's sacred to me, you know, being in love and like in general, like relationships with the people that I care about, whether it's romantic or not, are sacred to me. So just like to, you know, keep them from me.
She likes to keep it for herself.
Okay.
Joe, are you still skeptical? You still don't believe it?
See, I'm telling you, Mackenzie, you want to buy into this love. It's all a ploy for record sales.
I'm a hopeless romantic. But I understand keeping it on the deal. Well, Dr. Phil is worried now that he may end up just like Kevin Hart because of his love of classic cars.
You know, I'm in the same position. This is a 57, and in 1957, you didn't have to have any kind of seatbelt at all, if you can imagine. So when I had this redone, I put in lap belts, but there's no way to put in shoulder harnesses or safety harnesses. And I'm really rethinking that after what happened with Kevin.
Okay. I mean, it kind of makes sense. It's making us all aware of our driving and safety and all those things. Kevin Hart is doing well. I'm happy to report.
I wish I had a 1957 classic car that I had to worry about that problem.
Right? Your play cars, just for fun.
To be fair, I mean, like, we don't know the whole situation, but I think if you're driving just normal, you shouldn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean?
True.
Like, normally you don't have to worry about flipping a car, right?
You would hope not. No texting and driving.
But we can't lose Dr. Phil. He's a national icon. We need him.
Absolutely. Bill Maher, some would argue we don't need him. Some would say we do. Well, he thinks obese people need a little fat shaming and that it's a good thing in order to save their lives.
We shouldn't taunt people about it. And overeating shouldn't be singled out as the only vice. It's not. We all have something. But there's no smoking acceptance or drunk acceptance. When I drank too much, yeah, sometimes someone would say to me, you know, that's not great for your health, Bill. But I didn't say, how dare you drink shame me? Being blotto is beautiful. Of course I didn't say that. I was focusing on the road.
So Bill Maher goes on to say that Americans eat like a-holes, and that they just put fried chicken on a sandwich and add bacon and ridiculous things. And he says that he wants to note that the number of shooting deaths pale in comparison to illnesses triggered by obesity. So he's really taking a stance here.
I mean, as the designated fat person on the show, I don't think he's necessarily wrong, especially if
really?
He's saying that, you know, you don't want to go too hard on people, but I think we can't just ignore it and be like, oh, it's okay, you're just fluffy.
Well, I feel like, though, if someone has a weight problem, they're well aware that they have a weight problem. They don't need other people saying it.
No, but I definitely think that, like, it needs to be addressed, though. I think, like, we're just so afraid to talk about obesity out of everything. He brings up, though, like, any other vice or problem you have there, like, if they're an alcoholic, there's no problem saying, like, yo, Mackenzie, you're an alcoholic. Or if Pork Chop was, like, a cigarette smoker, like, your smoking's killing you. But no, but I don't know. It's a touchy subject. As the fat guy, and I can't represent everybody, but my thing, I don't want people to make fun of me, but I really think that, you know, it's my own personal choices. But if somebody would have, you know, said something to me earlier, maybe I would have, like, got a grip on it sooner than the situation I'm in now. Because sometimes you don't realize how bad you are until you're there.
If you're eating, though, something unhealthy for you, is it going to bug you if we're like,
Well, it just depends. I don't know. Let me figure out what I'm having for lunch today. Then we'll talk about it, okay?
Okay, deal.
All right, Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Oh, yeah, it's a Monday morning. So glad you're hanging out with us. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe Mackenzie, Live the Web Grill, producer Pork Chop. He is back from vacation. We'll see if him being back changes things for who wins Song of the Day. We'll do that coming up within 15 minutes. Also going to get to Joe's Need to Know News. Right now, want to start your day off on a positive note. Monday motivation.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Hurricane Dorian hit the East Coast after slamming the Bahamas last week, and that's sad, but I have found some stories of inspiring people kind of stepping up to help out. There's a guy in Jacksonville, Florida. He went to a Costco, where you always find a good deal and free samples, and he went and got a generator, but then he's like, you know what? I think I'm going to get some more generators for people. This guy ended up buying $45,000 worth of generators. He got 100 of them. They're at $450 each. So he spent $45,000, and they're sending him down to the Bahamas because they are wrecked. I mean, it seems like a little thing, but that'll make a big difference helping out, trying to get people power and just get things functioning. So that's a good thing he did. And then a six-year-old kid, his name's Jermaine Bell. He was supposed to go to Disney World for his birthday, but now he's using the money to help hurricane victims instead. He bought a bunch of hot dogs and snacks, and then he set up a stand on the side of the road and gave out free food to the people that were evacuating along the route. Aww. And also people that were helping out, just doing different things that were needed. He said he just wanted to lift their spirits a little and make sure they had something to eat, adding that his philosophy is, quote, live to give.
Oh, that is amazing.
So some positive stories coming out of a very negative situation with that hurricane. Mackenzie, what do you got today for Monday Motivation?
This spoke to me, and it just spoke to producer Porkchop. If you're having a hard time with relationships, this expert, Matthew Hussey, is on point. Why it is vital for you not to settle, and if he's not putting the work, ladies, thank you next.
I am ruthless with ditching people that don't give me energy. There are 7 billion people on this planet. I have zero time for flakes, for people that don't try very hard.
I know so many women who, they get a guy for an hour a week, or they get a guy for one night a week, and then they're like, oh, I just want to see him more.
But you don't understand, we have an amazing connection. We're great together. When we're together, there's fireworks, there's chemistry, we have such a great time. Well, that's a really dangerous thing to base investment off of.
When I invest a little bit, does he meet me there? Oh, I'm attracted to you? Okay, let me invest a little. Do you invest back? Oh, you did? Okay, let me invest a little bit more. I don't think relationships are easy, but the part where you say, I want to see you, and he says, yeah, I want to see you, that should be easy. Relationships aren't always equal, but they can't always be unequal in the same direction.
He says he has no time, but I see him doing all of these fun things. Well, guess what? That's what he's choosing to do with his time.
Let's see what happens. Aren't we having fun? This is amazing, isn't it? Is it magical for you too? Because it's magical for me. Let's keep going.
No one can waste your time. Only you can waste your time.
I'm going to allow you to put in that 5% of the amount of effort that allows you to get 5% of my trust. Then 10%, 15%, and so on. That's how any relationship is built. You don't start with the trust. You build the trust.
You need two people who actually are willing to construct a castle together, and it takes effort and it takes investment and it takes two people who really want to do it. And as you build the castle, it becomes more and more beautiful. It becomes more and more yours. The weather starts to erode the stone in beautiful and unique ways that make that castle unlike any other castle in the world. And a castle you can only get by finding a genuine builder. You don't have a builder, you just have a connection.
The right question is, where do I sit right now on his list of priorities? But there is a difference between liking someone and respecting someone. And when you talk to guys, measure them based on their investment, not based on what you want them to be.
The message is so important that it will save people decades of wrong decisions.
Wow, I hope my wife doesn't hear this.
I was blown away. It's 100%. Make them do the work or thank you next.
I wish I heard that years ago.
Me too. I was yesterday like, hello, you're flaky. Make them invest the time. It has to be equal or else find somebody who will.
Thank you, Mackenzie.
You're
Liz,
welcome.
What do you got for Monday Motivation?
So my Monday Motivation is about this teacher in Ohio who won the jackpot. So she won millions and millions of dollars. And the first question all of her coworkers had for her is, are you coming to work tomorrow? Because obviously, majority of people win the lottery and they're like, peace out, work.
See you
I'm
never.
I'm retiring. Yeah, I'm going to live the life. But she says, even after winning these millions of dollars and not having to work, she's still going to work every single day. She works for this foundation that helps low-income families educate small children. And so she's a teacher, and I just think that's great. She sees more power in what she's doing for her community and for these kids than just retiring and laying back the rest of her life.
I could never do that, but I'm proud of her for doing that. That's
a
good
story. Yeah, me neither, but this woman is awesome.
I'm like, good luck, kids. All right, that's your Monday Motivation here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. The CDC put out an urgent warning yet again to Americans to stop vaping to avoid lung illness. Officials are reporting 450 possible vaping-related illnesses across 33 states. At least three people have died, and all three people are believed to have used e-cigarettes. CDC officials believe a chemical is responsible, but a single substance, product, or device has not been identified, so they cannot pinpoint exactly what it is. So, be careful. Like, maybe just put down the vape for a second.
I'm not a big fan of vaping, so I'm all for putting down the vapes.
Liv?
I threw my Juul out on Friday.
Oh, man.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
I was so scared things in the news. I'm like, it's just not worth it.
No, it's not. And I don't know what else to tell you, Liv. This is honestly not trying to attack you, but I got some more bad news for you.
Oh, no.
There is a nationwide shortage of the hard seltzer White Claw. Not even making this up. This is a real legit thing.
I saw it all over social media, and my fridge is stocked, so I feel like I have a gold mine in there.
Why would you say that? Now everybody's going to raid your place.
All the flavors.
So scary.
The company said they are working hard to increase the supply of the drink, but it isn't known when store shelves will be fully restocked. White Claw sales increased by almost 300% this summer compared to last year. Then there's a study that looked into, well, what states are actually all about the White Claw, and the top 10 are Ohio, Missouri, Tennessee, Iowa, West Virginia, Delaware, Kentucky, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Indiana, rounding out your top 10.
Do you think Truly had anything to do with this?
Oh,
I mean,
because
their sales now are going to skyrocket. That's their leading competition.
Well, I think this also has something to do with summer coming to an end. I feel like White Claw is such a summer drink, and now that summer is coming to an end, they finally just can't keep up with the stockage.
I'm not sure what the exact issue is, but now, like today, I want to go invest as much as I can and just clear all the shelves and then sell it for a profit.
I have tons. How much did I sell each one for?
Well, how much is like a pack normally?
Let's look it up. I don't know.
I think like around like probably $12 or
something. Oh, then you could easily sell that for $25, Mackenzie. Double
a
your
piece?
Money. Yes.
Honestly, we could have it coming out of here. We could give people this address and we'd say stop by in the morning and me and Porkchop.
That's great. On your way to work.
Yeah, you guys, you and Joe can continue talking and me and Porkchop will handle all the money and the transactions.
So at Target, you can get it for $14.99.
All right, $30. We're selling it for $30 a
12 pack. That's
a
12 pack.
Yep, you want it, come see us. You can DM us Radio Now AM Show. We will hook you up. What's the most annoying thing about our coworkers? Well, apparently, it's poor hygiene. Researchers surveyed workers and found that 43% of people say poor hygiene, including stinky armpits and bad breath, was the most annoying thing about working with other people. A third of employees were bothered by colleagues who ignored emails, closely followed by those who left a common area, like a kitchen we might have, like a mess. I can't stand that too, but we have a kitchen downstairs. It's kind of like a big building thing, so that doesn't really happen, but yeah, I mean, I've worked with people not here, but like where their breath really was funky. We give Porkchop a hard time. Sometimes he's got a little stank breath, but I've worked with people, I'm like, whoa, like I can't talk to you.
That is so foul.
Like, I don't
it's
like
really
people
bad.
Up in my personal space, and then you really get up in those issues, and it's hard.
It's terrible. It's hard. So, and finally, wrapping up need-to-know news today. Sports-wise, Kevin Harvick won the Brickyard 400 that happened this past weekend in Indianapolis, Indiana at IMS. The Chargers beat the Colts. It was overtime, though, so maybe they're going to be okay this year. The final 30-24. And the Texans are going to be on the TV tonight. Monday Night Football taking on the New Orleans Saints. So we'll give you an update tomorrow about who wins that game. But that's Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Song of the day. Ooh, boy, it's going to be a good one today because, well, it's all about the boy bands. The category is Best Boy Band Song. You get to vote with your phone. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140 after we give you all of the options today. Let's let Porkchop kick things off. He's back from vacation. He didn't win it all last week, which was good. It would have been weird if he would have won, even though he wasn't here.
Joe was rejoicing. Actually, we all were because we had a shot, Porkchop, to win because you were gone.
And I didn't lose Dare Dice last week either.
I did. My first time, I went down.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so my... Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. It's you. You're up first, my man.
Okay, so my song is for all the crazies and all the psychos like me who who are in like a super long relationship and then got out of it and they're dating and it's just crazy. It's NSYNC, Tearing Up My Heart.
Yeah,
it's my song.
Yeah. right, if you're sad and psychotic like Porkchop and that song appeals to you.
That cell alone makes me want to vote for him.
52140, text the word song to that number. All right, let me see what I got today. Oh, I know what I got. I've got the best boy band song of all time by, some would argue, the best band. I'm going with the Backstreet Boys. It was tough because NSYNC's up there. But I went with a song which is kind of like me. Larger Than Life.
You can make it right, and that makes you larger than life.
If you want to hear that as the best boy band song, all you got to do is grab your phone and text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Mackenzie, what's your song choice today?
Okay, so I love people who are just amazing, but they don't even know it. I went with One Direction, What Makes You Beautiful.
Baby,
got to be honest, I wouldn't be mad if I heard that song today.
Yes, thank you, Joe.
All right, if you want to hear Mackenzie's song, all you got to do is text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. And bring it up the rear today, Live the Web Girl. You like a lot of boy bands, but how'd you choose?
I do. This was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my entire life.
Wow.
But I focused in on the Jonas Brothers because I am obviously obsessed with them and their new album. And I'm going to be listening to them until I'm like a billion years old, which will be in the year 3000. And that's the song I picked.
Ooh, nice. Oh, wow. Okay. Those are some good songs for you to choose today. The category for song of the day is best boy band songs. Let me remind you of all the options so you can make your vote count. Porkchop had Tearing Up My Heart by NSYNC. Myself, Joe, I had Larger Than Life by the Backstreet Boys. Mackenzie, What Makes You Beautiful by One Direction. And Live the Web Girl, Year 3000 by the Jonas Brothers. You can vote right now. You only get one vote, so make it count. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. That's song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We will add up all of your votes and we'll see who wins Song of the Day, and then we play that song. It's coming up here on Radio Now. Sorry, I had to try to get my vote in before we started talking. I don't know if I made the cutoff or not. I almost forgot to vote for myself.
Oh.
Dang it.
Dang, you can vote for me. It's okay.
Okay, okay, good. All right, it is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop. And you are voting for the best boy band song for Song of the Day. Let me give you a little recap while Porkchop and Rosie tallying up the results from your text votes this morning. What do we have? Well, we had Porkchop with Tearing Up My Heart by NSYNC. Also in there, we had a little song I like to call Larger Than Life by the Backstreet Boys. Mackenzie coming in hot with What Makes You Beautiful by One Direction. And Live the Web Girl, she won't hide it. She's a Joe Bro fan for life. She went with the song Year 3000. All right, the results are being calculated.
Guys?
Rosie missed you, by the way, the robot.
Oh, side note, me and my friend, we were listening back to the podcast last week, and he thought Rosie was an actual person in the studio helping me calculate votes.
He must not know how radio works, and we have a limited budget with staff.
Rosie!
So this is the closest it's ever been between all four of us.
Ooh, wow.
Like, first place and last place are separated by 5%.
Wow.
So I'm just going to go ahead and say, Joe, you're
yes,
in last place.
Wow, that is... That is disappointing, to say the least.
You didn't vote for yourself, or did you get your vote in?
I did, but I must have missed the cutoff. Yeah, dang it.
You got 22% of the vote.
Ugh. Oh, wow.
Okay, well, wait, 100% divided
in
by
third place, 25. With 23% of the vote, Mackenzie.
Aww. Oh,
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're telling me the song I've never heard of by the Jonas Brothers is ahead of mine?
Yes.
Dude, Year 3000 is a bop. This used to play on Disney Channel every commercial break from like when I was like 9 until I was like 14.
I did have someone actually call in, and I think she should count for like 20 votes. She voted for my song.
Okay, it's a weighted vote.
I mean, that's a weighted vote. She dialed a phone to vote for One Direction, and now I feel like I let her down.
I think we did. Once again, Mackenzie, interesting results when Pork Chop's back.
Great. That is peculiar.
I feel like you might have won. Okay. Anyway, so it's down to Pork Chop and Live the Web Girl.
With a 3% separation. With 25%, me, producer Pork Chop.
As the winner or second place?
Second place.
Whoa!
So wait a minute.
First place with 28% is Liv the Web Girl.
Never even heard this song before, and it's the winner.
This song slaps. I swear, this song is like my childhood.
If you think that Russia hasn't hacked America, this is a prime example.
I'm shocked, but it could be because Joe Bros are here. They're coming to town.
I'm so sad mine didn't win.
All right, Live the Web Girl with the win, chosen by you. The best boy band song, Year 3000. Your big winner today, Live the Web Girl. Song of the day went with Best Boy Band Songs, and she picked Jonas Brothers with Year 3000. By the way, if you listen to us in Indy on Radio Now 100.9, we got your chance to win some Jonas Brothers tickets. They'll be in Indianapolis this Friday night, so around 8:10 Eastern today, your chance to win the Joe Bro tickets here on Radio Now.
Friday the 13th, mind you.
Ooh, that's not good. No. Producer Porkchop, man, we certainly missed him. He was on a well-deserved vacation, and I want to hear all about your vacation. Also, somewhere in there, I would like to hear about how it went. He has not seen or talked to his sister in 3 years, but we'll get to that. But overall, how was vacation for you, bud?
It was so good and so nice. I haven't seen my parents. I haven't seen my grandma or any of my family or friends in like over a year and 3 months. And I think that's too long for anyone, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Not even the holidays?
No.
No? You like stayed here for Christmas, Thanksgiving?
I did my ex's family for the holidays.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was just so nice to see them. Like my grandma, she's 92 years old. And she's so sweet.
Kathy!
Come here, little Pork Chop. It's your grandma. I want to give you a kiss on your lips.
Actually, Kathleen. Kathleen is her name.
Kathleen. Yeah, so that was really creepy, Joe.
Sorry, I'm just trying
to be... You sound like Herb the pervert from Family Guy.
Oh, he was a nice gentleman down the street.
Yeah, no, it's grandma, not a perv, Joe.
Oh.
So my grandma is so cool. She was like, she said, Gary, we need to take a selfie.
Gary!
Side note, all my family thinks my name is Gary.
Oh my gosh!
Gary!
Yeah, it's like, that's not my name.
Do they call you Gare Bear?
No.
Because I certainly am going to now.
Gare Bear, get over here and kiss me.
I was today years old when I found out your family calls you Gary.
they literally think that's my name, but it's not. Anyway, she's like, Gary, we need to take a selfie. And I'm like, what? Like, how does my grandma, 92 years old, have a smartphone and know how to take a selfie?
I love her.
Yeah, like, my parents don't even have smartphones.
Wait, is your grandma single, or has she still got a guy, or...
Sad story.
I'm sorry.
She married her sweetheart they met in kindergarten.
Wow.
And they were married like over like 65 years.
Yeah.
And he just passed away like 2 years ago.
Oh, then you got to help her get on Bumble or something.
I mean,
she's single and ready to mingle at the ripe age of 92, baby.
She's so sweet. So anyways, yeah, great time, seeing family. But there was one family member that I did not talk to while I was at the wedding.
Wait a minute. You didn't. Okay.
That's my sister.
And if you're missing this, Pork Chop was so nervous about even going to this wedding for a family member because they have not spoken in 3 years. And just the gist of it, to sum it up, is because she didn't want Pork Chop to pretty much come out, like to tell the family, because they thought it would have some negative effects. And if you missed that, you can check out the podcast, a search on our website, and you'll be able to catch up on that because we talked in depth about that. But wait, you guys were there and you didn't talk? I mean...
Well, she wasn't there.
She didn't show?
Right. Unfortunately, a week before she was supposed to fly out, she got a concussion. Like, she hit her head, like, on the car door or something, and her doctor was like, yeah, you should not be flying in a week.
Do you believe that story?
I believe she got a concussion, but probably not like that. She's probably, like...
relieved.
She's probably out on some dance floor or something and probably hit her head, and she just told my parents she hit her head on the car.
Did you talk to her on the phone at all?
No, of course not.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. You didn't like Tanya Harding, your sister, did you? You didn't have like somebody hit her in the head?
No, she's
or
no.
Cause a fender bender?
Yeah, right. I'm not that savvy.
So I bet that relieved a bunch of anxiety because you were going to come face to face. You haven't spoken. You guys have had beef for 3 long years. So now what's next for you guys? Will you continue? Will it be 3 more years?
I mean, the next time, I mean, if she ever chooses to reach out to me, like, I don't hold a grudge. You know, if she reaches out to me, like, I'm fine. I'm over it. But I've reached out to her. Last year, I texted her on her birthday, and I got no response. And then my birthday was a week later, and nothing. I mean, that's fine. I don't care. It's whatever.
Yeah. Do you miss her being in your life, or are you cool?
I mean, I feel like the answer to that should be yes.
No, what's the real answer?
But the real answer is, I mean, I'm just so busy. I have so much going on, and I don't know. I like to focus on positive things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean... I'm okay. I mean, I would love, yeah, she should be in my life. She's, you know, your sibling is the one person that's with you, like, the longest.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
Well, I feel like I have too many siblings because I have 3 sisters, so you are more than welcome to one of my four.
Oh, yeah?
More than welcome.
That family dynamic is tough, though. I mean, I'm dealing with more family stuff, being back. Like, I lived away for 4 years, so I would just come in, I miss you, I love you, but dealing with everyone's stuff, being in the thick of it, that's a whole other dynamic.
Hmm.
It takes a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I hope that you have kind of like a coming together. Like, my brother and I, for different reasons, not related to you and your sister, but my brother and I had a really, really bad childhood. We hated each other, and I'm so sad at all the memories that we didn't get to make. But as we've gotten older, and I think after, unfortunately, we had a loss. After our dad passed away when I was 21 and my brother was 18, something flipped, and my brother got his life right. He got clean and sober, and like we have a real, compared to what we had, like we actually tell each other we love each other. My family doesn't do that, but we're so much closer now, and I hope for you and your sister, there is a way to bridge that gap. And I'm not saying you're doing anything wrong, but it sounds like for that ever to happen, you're gonna have to keep on being the bigger person for whatever reason. She sounds like she's holding her ground, and I'm not saying you better say, hey, let's talk again, but I think it would be good to get some closure on that. But you're doing an awesome job, man. You can't do much more than you are. I'm kind of bummed. Not that I mean, not just for the radio, like for, like, ooh, how dramatic it would be. But I there is some anxiety. As much as you are glad she didn't show up, I think it would have been good if you could have at least said, okay, I tried to bury the hatchet, and she was not willing.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Maybe not. To be continued.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing to do, and this is what I always try to do, agree to disagree, and I always say, hey, I love you, let's move forward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very emotionally aware, intelligent, and unfortunately, people, they have to match you there when they're ready.
But
so that's all you can do.
I don't know. She's in California. I mean, I could call her and text her. She probably won't answer, and I'm not going.
What's your number?
To...
We'll call her right now. Like, wake up!
Oh, my
we
gosh.
Got a connection to make. That
it's
will make things smooth and easy.
4 a.m. in Cali.
All right, well, Pork Chop, we wish you the best, man. Thank you for the update on you and your sister. And other than that, was the wedding fun?
Oh, so much fun.
Did you tear it up on the dance floor?
I did.
Yeah.
Did you catch them okay?
No.
Okay.
The garter belt?
Yeah, something.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, baby announcement in the best way possible. 21 Pilots' Tyler Joseph announced he is expecting his first child, and he did it live during his set at Lollapalooza.
I know I said I'm bringing a couple people on stage.
Oh my God, is that girl finding out she's pregnant?
The crowd went wild in Berlin. It was really cool. Tyler brought his wifey Jenna up, and she was patting her little belly, saying, yep, I have a growing baby bump, and he just wanted to share with all of his fans, and they're ecstatic to welcome their first baby into the world. That's got to be an awesome moment, right?
Yeah, that is cool, especially now how you can share it with all your fans. That's great.
Absolutely. Well, Kanye West, his Sunday service rolls on in Chicago. This time, he brought Chance the Rapper to join in.
You can feel the lyrics and spirit coming in braille. Something of the underground, come and follow the trail. Amazed, Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to hell.
I saw some friends that work in radio in Chicago, and it looked really cool. They got, like, some special seating because it was kind of a little drizzly.
Yeah.
But it looked like it was interesting.
I think it's really awesome he's doing this. He did confirm also that his gospel-inspired Jesus is King would arrive September 27th. However, during the service, he didn't perform any of his new stuff. He kept to the classics. He did Jesus Walks, A Little Fade, Father Search My Hands Part 1, and then, of course, Chance the Rapper joined in. They did a cool Nelly Furtado's I'm Like a Bird, which I thought was
one of the most holiest covers of all time called Gold Digger. Did he do that?
No Gold Digger this time.
The one thing that was cool too, I saw a video of him, like, he had security guards, like, trying to clear out all the people. He's like, no, this is my city, these are my people. Here he was, like Moses, just asking people to move, and everybody just parted the way for Kanye.
Right.
Ultimate crowd control.
Well, Alec Baldwin was in the hot seat on a Saturday over the weekend. He had a Comedy Central roast, and his daughter was one of the first to give all the zingers Ireland Baldwin. Now, if you remember, back in the day, they made headlines after she revealed this voicemail her dad left her.
I'm going to really make sure you get it. Then I'm going to get on a plane, I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to come home. So you better be ready Friday, the 20th, to meet with me. So I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
Gosh. That's when she was like 12.
That sounds like voicemails my dad used to leave me. Jeez.
That went viral, went all over the place. Now she's 23 years old. She took to the stage. She said, "It's not easy to be the daughter of an iconic movie star, but I'm not here to talk about my mom." Kim Basinger. So she did a great job. It's pretty cool. And they all took it in stride. So apparently now they are buddy-buddy. They're friends once again.
That's good.
Yes. Well, this bond cannot be broken. John Cena and Nikki Bella, they split more than a year ago, but John still very close with her grandmother.
John, I mean, he's like a freaking magnet to me. And it's like my heart sinks so deep into my stomach. Like, I feel like I don't even know how to breathe, as if, like, my lungs are filled with fluid. Like, it's...
Yes, I think she'll always have feelings for John Cena, even though she's got a new man. But John is still close to her grandma. She says, "Hey, I love it. He treats her so amazing." Adding, "My exes, they keep in touch with my family, but I don't talk to them." What do we think about this? Exes staying in touch with your fam, but not you.
It is. I think it would be awkward. But at the same time, though, when you develop a certain bond over time, you're just supposed to, like, "Oh, sorry, you're dead to me." It's weird. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, I've read a lot of books, and I feel sometimes, not all the times, but sometimes exes use that as a form of manipulation if they want your family to think you are amazing and you are the sweet one and, oh, poor me. And they try to get in good with your family, so your family questions you.
So is your ex not allowed to be part of the family now?
No, he still is.
Okay. I mean, that's not uncommon if it's not. I mean, that happens, like, hey.
But you just have to watch it and just set healthy boundaries, I guess. Obviously, when everyone's kind and loving, I think that's always the best route to go.
Oh, for sure, especially if there's kids involved. So, yeah. Mackenzie with the garbage this morning here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
Murder Monday, we do it to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. If you think you know something, contact them today. The number, 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Mackenzie, what are you covering today for Murder Monday?
Well, this was submitted by one of our amazing listeners. She said, "Hey, look into the disappearance of the Sodder children." So I certainly did, and here we go. This Murder Monday, we're exploring the disappearance of the Sodder children. The snow was lightly falling. Presents under the Christmas tree. It's Christmas Eve, 1954, when the Sodder family home in West Virginia burned to the ground. The father, George, the mom, Jenny, and nine children all inside. Yes, nine.
Wow.
Four of the children escaped, but 5 were believed to be left in the home, did not make it. However, during the search of the burned house, the aftermath, none of the children's remains were found. Not one. And officials ruled the fire was nowhere near hot enough to burn through bone. Still, no traces found at all. Here's what's really freaky. So 2 months before, a visiting salesman told George, the dad, that his house would, quote unquote, go up in smoke and that his house would be totally destroyed. Foreshadowing?
Wait, like what? If he didn't buy the guy's product? Or how does he know
this?
He
was upset with him because he thought George made some racist comments in the past.
Oh, okay.
So he was giving
him
kind of a warning.
Hmm.
Another visitor had told George that his fuse boxes would definitely cause a fire someday. So if you are hearing these things, would you not have your home inspected and think, oh my gosh, this is going
to
go up?
Yeah, even if they were trying just to get some extra money, I'm like, well, let's just double check it to be safe.
Exactly. And this was after George has just had the electricity rewired and he did have it expected to be safe. But again, foreshadowing at its finest. So listen to this. In the weeks before Christmas Eve, the older Sauter children noticed a car following them through the main town every day as they walked home from school. A mystery vehicle made note of it. Now, during the night of the fire, the mom, Jenny, she was awakened by a strange phone call after midnight asking for a name she didn't know. At 1 a.m., Jenny heard a loud banging on the house's roof, but went back to sleep when it let up for a bit.
Okay, first, I cannot go to sleep.
Right?
Is that a demon? What is that?
It's probably nothing.
Is that Santa?
I'll just go back to bed.
Rudolph, what's going on?
Right. Half an hour later, she starts to smell the smoke. The fire seems to start near the fuse box. George, Jenny, and the 4 children who had been sleeping downstairs, they escape, but they yelled for the others trapped upstairs, the other 5. They hear no response. Okay, so the fire had already been engulfing the staircase, which they could not make it up to rescue the ones upstairs. George, the dad, tries to go outside around the house to use a ladder. His ladder, weirdly, not where he usually leaves it. It's several feet away. He can't find it. George tries to jump in his truck to go for help. Truck won't start. They try to call out on the telephone. Telephone not working. So it's a slew of really weird, interesting events. Now, coming up, I'm going to tell you what the telephone repairman had to say and the letter that came in the mail after half of the children were proclaimed dead. When we last left off, the Sauter family of West Virginia suffers a massive fire on what should be a joyous occasion, Christmas Eve. Mom and Dad escape with 4 out of their 9 children. The others trapped upstairs. Now, to recap, the ladder could not be found when they're trying to rescue their other 5 children. The truck tried to go get help. They couldn't start it. The telephone was dead in an eerie twist. The telephone repairman said the phone had not been burned, the phone line, but rather cut by someone. Now, remember, the dad, George, not well-liked in their small West Virginia town. A local bus driver also noted when passing by that he had seen someone in the middle of the night throwing fireballs at the house. Other bystanders said they could see the kids trapped upstairs peering out the windows of the house as it's burning to the ground. Now, years later, the mom, Jenny, who believed half her children died in that awful fire, found a letter in the mail. It was addressed to her, postmarked, from somewhere in Kentucky with no return address. Inside, a picture was found of a young man around the age of 30 with features strongly resembling those of her son, Louis, who she had believed had passed away in that tragic fire. Now, her son would have been about that age, and the features matched exactly. On the back of the photo was written his name, Louis Sauter. It said, "I love my brother, Frankie, 35. Now, the Sauters never stopped believing their children were alive, and Jenny, for the rest of her life, wore black every day in honor of her mourning children.
Oh, my gosh. So was it actually the kid, or do you think it's somebody just like psychotic messing with them? I mean,
that is the mystery of it all. And I want to thank you, Madeline. She's one of our listeners. She gave us the hot tip to look into this case because it's an ongoing mystery. But could you imagine years later getting a letter from maybe your son? But how could that be? Or somebody posing as him?
What do you think it is? Do you think it's actually the son reaching out? Or do you think it's somebody posing? Because then the son would have to know what happened. I mean, because I think like, okay, did the kid know there was a fire? If they didn't get taken out, didn't they wonder what happened?
Exactly.
Or is he so young that he couldn't comprehend it?
It's a mystery.
I need answers, Mackenzie.
It's a mystery.
Okay.
That's where the story ends. Dot, dot, dot.
That is Murder Monday here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, good Monday morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, Joe Mackenzie, and Liv the Web Girl along with you. And we are doing a little something we're calling lounge singers. This is not what you would expect it to be, Mackenzie.
That's right. It's going to be so much fun. So basically, we're going to take on some lounge singing, as cheesy as you can think, but we chose some lyrics from some of our favorite songs.
Okay. Well, I don't want to go first, so Liv the Web Girl.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let me get you hear some music queued up here.
Yeah, let me hear my music.
All right, let's lounge around with this.
Ooh. Get the vibe going.
Yeah, feel that music.
This is very
Should
relaxing.
I start just whenever?
Whenever yeah, you
I
feel
mean,
it, girl.
You got the microphone. Go ahead.
Ready. Said little biatch, you can't mess with me. If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the store, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose, and I'm quick.
Is that Bodak Yellow?
Cut someone off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now. I make money moves.
Yeah.
Say I don't gotta dance.
She
I
makes
make
money moves.
Money moves.
Woo! That is awesome.
Hey.
Yeah, girl.
Oh God, I'm kind of bummed out you did so well because I don't know how I'm gonna top that. Liv the Web Girl with what that was, Cardi B, Bodak Yellow. Is
yes,
that what
that was?
Nice.
Okay. All right, I'm going to give this a try. Please, 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 please.
Okay.
Give me a break as I attempt to do a little Sir Mix-a-Lot. I like big butts.
Yes.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Radio Now Lounge. Oh, ladies. Wow. That's quite the booty you got going there. I'd like to sing a little song to you about that. I like big butts and I cannot lie. Oh, you other brothers, you can deny. Oh, when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing, ooh, all up in your face, you get sprung. You want to pull up tough because you notice that butt was stuffed.
Uh-huh.
Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I cannot stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with ya. Oh, baby, take your picture. My homeboy's tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny.
Yes! Yes! Great job!
Oh, thank you.
Isn't that fun?
Thank you. Make sure you tip your waiters and waitresses. Thank you.
Yes! Very nice.
I think Liv did way better than me. Mackenzie, let's see how the ladies can wrap it up right here. Would you like to go?
I'm going to go for it. And being that we're going to see the Joe Bros soon, they're coming to concert, we can't wait, I'm going to do some Jonas Brothers Sucker.
All right, here is your jazz music for Jazz Lounge.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Radio Now Lounge. It's great to see my regulars. Tips are welcome, as always. Okay. And a one and a two. We go together. Hey, like birds and a feather. You and me, we change the weather. Yeah, I'm feeling that heat in December when you're around me. Ooh, I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling, ooh, out of bars. I follow you through the dark. can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside of my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious I'm a sucker for you.
Ooh. I'm actually really impressed.
Why do I feel like she moonlights as a singer at a cocktail lounge?
Yeah, like that was good.
No kidding. The cadence and everything.
Thank you.
All the right. Oohs and ahs.
Well, we know that Porkchop, there's no way he's going to be able to do that. So,
and he's such a good singer. I can't wait for this.
Oh, boy.
I'm
you know
nervous.
What I've noticed? You know what I've noticed? Everybody on the show thinks they're a good singer. They're often not.
Yeah. Okay. Who are you doing?
I am doing Lil Jon, Get Low.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, ready? 3, 6, 9, stand real fine. Move it till you suck it to me one more time. Get low, get low, get low.
You should see his face.
Get low.
Stop looking at me like that. I do not want you to get low near me.
To the window, to the wall, till the sweat drop down my crotch.
That's intense.
To all you bees crawl, to all ski 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 mother mother, all ski ski yeah. Shorty crunk, so fresh so clean, can she beep that? Question been harassing me in the mind, this bee is fine. I done came to the club about 50th 11 times. Now can I play with your panty line?
Stop. Stop. I'm shutting this club down.
Whoa.
This lounge has now been closed.
That was the most intense lounge singer I've ever encountered.
Porkchop was like, you were rapping. You weren't singing. I mean, you were like rapping. And also the looks that you were giving this direction when you're like, whoa.
I was jazzy.
Oh. Jazz hands. Yes! Nice work! All
if
right.
That's jazzy, I don't want anything to do with jazzy.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, do us a favor. Put your jazz hands away. Oh, my gosh. All right. Woo! That was lounge singing.
We're sorry that you had to encounter that, but that was fun.
Yeah, that was probably the worst thing we've ever done.
Steamy.
A day, a week, a month. If something's expired, how expired will you go? Ooh, this one's going to get gross. 833-563-2539. We want to talk to you next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Good morning. It's a Monday. Hopefully you're having yourself a wonderful day. If you're listening to us in Indianapolis, Indiana on Radio Now 100.9, coming up in 10 minutes about, we've got your chance to win Jonas Brother tickets. You get to meet the band and possibly fly away to see them in a secret location yet to be determined. So if you're a Joe Bro fan, like Live the Web Girl, and you're actually eligible because you don't work on the show, then less than 10 minutes from now, your chance to get hooked up with that. Okay, let's get into the expiration date debate. Ooh, I just came up with it. I like it. 833-563-2539. What is your, I guess, limit or your rule when it comes to how expired you will go? And that could be anything, just when there's an expiration date on it. Or maybe certain things vary and you got a different opinion. 833-563-2539. And I'm really curious. We have opinions and thoughts, but if you actually know, you're like, guys, trust me, I work for food places or whatever, and this is what it means. Please, if you're an expert of that sort, hit a brother up, hit a sister up, 833-563-2539. For myself, I'll go a long time, guys.
Like, how long is long?
It's more of a smell than a date.
Ew, are you serious?
Yes. For example, milk, if it says that it expired today, if tomorrow or the day after or a week, as long as it I mean, you know what smells rotten and what smells okay. If it's not rotten, it's okay. Why are you looking like you're getting sick to your stomach?
Because I do not mess with dairy at all. I won't even go a day because it's not worth it. It'll jack up your stomach.
What do you mean it'll jack up your stomach?
Well, like if you eat yogurt that's a week expired, I don't trust it. Or cheese.
Mackenzie, do you remember when you and I worked together in Portland? I was eating healthy and I had some strawberries. And do you remember like one of the strawberries had a little bit of fuzz on it? So like I just threw that one away and I ate the rest. Oh, terrible mistake. My stomach, I had the bubblies for like...
The bubblies? For, he said that makes it sound cute.
For 48 hours.
But it's so bad.
It should be fine, though. Like, one bad berry won't ruin the whole bunch, right?
It sure did.
Okay, I'm reading online.
I got the berry gut.
I don't know how trusted this is, but it says ground meat, you can go 1 to 2 days past the date. Beef, 3 to 5 days. Eggs, 3 to 5 weeks. That doesn't sound right. 3 to 5 weeks? Beyond the expiration?
They're in a shell. What's the problem with an egg?
So, like,
what's going to get in there?
Cell by date, I guess, is what they're talking about.
I mean, and if you wait long enough, you got yourself a little chicken, you know, nugget right there, actually, ew, you know, already grown out.
But it's so not worth it. I would say things in the pantry, obviously, just they're not going to hurt you. They'll just taste gross. Like, you know, crackers that are stale. I mean, who really cares? But I feel like stuff in the fridge will really jack you up.
833-563-2539. Don calling in, kind of not talking about food, but something else. What do you got your for expiration date?
Morning, Joe.
Yo, what up? What did you want to say?
I was calling about over-the-counter medicine.
Does that expire? Because there's dates on it.
They do have expiration dates on them, but they don't actually expire. They tend to just lose their potency. But what will happen is if you buy a box of, say, Claritin, you could have that for multiple years before you would use the whole box. So in order to get you to buy more, they put an expiration date on there so that you'll go out and buy more.
Now, do you work in the industry? How do you know this little dirty little secret?
Well, my mother did for years, and she's a big one of not throwing things away, especially vitamins, things of that nature. But that's what she's always said is they do that so that you'll buy more.
That is so interesting.
Thank you, Dawn.
Sunscreen you have to watch because you need that, obviously, to work. This is a general rule, too, for makeup. Women don't realize, like, your mascara and stuff you need to throw away after 3 months. Eyeliner, eyeshadow every six months.
Why does makeup go bad?
It expires because of the products inside of it. And ladies, or men, if you wear it, your foundation, powder, you should get rid of. Only keep for a year or less. And obviously, wash your brushes on the reg so you don't get bacteria.
That's
food expires, makeup expires. You got to watch that stuff.
Wow, okay. Live the Web Grill, you're like the healthiest eater on the show. Do you have any like food expiration things? You're like, absolutely not.
For food, I do not go anywhere near the expiration date. I don't joke around about that. It doesn't matter if it's dry food, solid food, liquid, refrigerated, not refrigerated. The only thing that I have used that was expired, which wasn't that great, you know, was a love glove. But hey, it worked out in the end.
How expired was it?
It was pretty expired. We'll just leave it at that.
Wait, it's like so out of left field.
I know. I didn't even know those things had an expiration date.
Oh, they do. And you're really not supposed to mess around with it.
So does this mean there could be a little Liv running around somewhere?
No. Little Liv would have been like 3 by now.
God, I certainly hope
so
not.
That is so intense. Well, things on clearance also, obviously they're on clearance for a while, or for a reason, especially food and stuff like that. I mean... Like expired candy.
I just, you guys are wasters. There, I said it. You're wasters. I hate
how
to throw
far
that
would
word
you
out there.
Go, Joe? Like your favorite food. How far would it be expired?
It's all within reason. Like my mother-in-law, she's crazy. Like I went there for some to have a salad when I went and visited one
salad
Sunday.
Salad dressings are the worst.
No,
people let them expire.
She had like Italian dressing, one of my faves. It was like 2 years old. I'm like, okay.
You used it?
Yeah, it didn't taste that good. It was a big no-no. If you got anything, 833-563-2539. Oh my gosh, guys, the Jonas Brothers are coming to town.
Yes.
That's right, and we've got your chance to win Jonas Brothers tickets all this week. Meet and greet passes are up for grabs today, and the grand prize, if you qualify all the winners from this week, you have a chance to see the Jonas Brothers in a secret location. We will fly you there. Let's get some people on the phones. Is this Kirby?
Yes.
What up, Kirby? You got a chance to play today. And let's stick with some K's. We got Kelsey.
Hi.
Hello, ladies. Are you ready to play a little game today? We like to call Nick, Joe, or Kevin.
Yes. So it's Kirby
let's
or Kelsey.
It.
Okay.
K and K. All right. I am going to kick it off this morning with you, Mackenzie, because I do not have all my questions in front of me. So
I'm ready.
Hey, I want to make sure they know how to play. They're going to be ringing in with their name.
Yes.
So Mackenzie's going to read a question. If you know the answer, you buzz in with your name. So let's test your buzzers. Go ahead.
Kirby. Kelsey.
Perfect, ooh. Kirby. See, you slipped that in there first, so
right,
you would have gotten to answer.
Kelsey's a little slow on the buzzer.
Be loud and proud. Okay, question number one. Which Jonas Brother suffers from diabetes?
Kirby. Kelsey.
I heard Kirby first.
Nick.
That is correct. All right. A big 1-0 lead going out there. Let's see who can do next.
And that was Kirby, correct?
Yep.
Okay, going on to question number two. Which Jonas brother was a guest judge on American Idol?
Kirby.
I heard Kirby again.
Joe.
That is correct. Dang, girl. All right, Kels, you have to get in the game. Here we go.
I'm going to try.
You got this, girl. Which Jonas brother had a reality television show on E?
Kirby.
Ooh, I think I heard Kirby first.
Kevin.
That is correct.
Oh, we.
Married to Jonas.
Dang, I think that's a winner right there, right? That's 3 out of 5.
Wow. Do you guys want to finish just for fun? Or want one more question?
No.
All right. Well, hold on. We got to thank Kelsey for calling in this morning, and you got more chances all this week, okay,
wow.
Kelsey? But wow,
that was Kirby. I mean, trust.
But let's see. Let's see Kirby though. You did win, but let's see how she can do with these other remaining ones we have.
Okay. Real quick for fun. Which Joe Bro is known for their shoe collection?
Oh gosh. Is it Nick? No.
Too late.
Joe. Okay, which Joe Bro dated Miley Cyrus back in the Disney days?
Joe.
Jeez. No, I'm kidding. You're wrong.
It was Nick.
Wow.
And wow.
Lastly here, which Joe Bro has 14 different iPods that he's collected over the last few years?
What in the world, Kevin?
Wow.
Wow,
I didn't even.
So lucky.
Yeah, no kidding, Kirby. You got a hot streak from the beginning.
That was Nick. Wow, good job, ladies, though.
Congratulations. Yes, we are setting you up this morning, Kirby, with tickets to go see the Jonas Brothers this Friday at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Plus, you get to meet the band, and you can be qualified to be that grand prize winner. Your chance to fly and see them in another city. I'll come right out and say it. I am so tired of my mom and my grandma asking me, when am I going to make them a grandma and a great grandma, or whatever the heck it is. I don't know. It's getting so out of hand that I'm fed up with it. 833-563-2539. I want you to fill in the blank here. I'm tired of people asking me about blank, or I'm tired of people asking me when blank.
Well, I feel bad now because I definitely asked you when you and Lindsay are going to have babies.
But that's the thing. Here's the thing. You asked it one time.
Yeah.
I think maybe it could even be the people that are asking you all the time about it. That's where it's annoying. And I get it. Like, I've talked about this on air, and I don't want to go too much into it, just trying to keep some of the home life normal. But I would love to have kids now. Would I be ready for it? Probably not. But my wife, we're in a point where she's like, well, I'd like to wait a couple more years. So that's kind of what we're doing. And then in a couple of more years, we'll see what we can do. In the meantime, I'm trying to get one past the goalie, guys. Like, I'm giving it my all. If we have a kid before the next 2 years, I'm not going to be mad about that one
bit. You go, boy. I think I asked you. I didn't say when because I didn't want to assume. I asked if you guys want kids.
Yeah, we're totally, I mean, like, when the time comes, we're going to try to have kids on our own. If we're able to do that, totally cool. If not, I think we'll definitely consider adoption or something. Definitely would just like to have a family. But I'm wondering at 833-563-2539, what are you tired of people asking you about? I'm tired of people asking me about blank because I'm tired of it because my mother-in-law brings it up a bit, but she's not as bad. But I know my wife can't stand it when, like, my mother-in-law asks her, when are you going to have a baby? Like, my brother-in-law, I love my brother-in-law, but he even asks, he's like, when are you guys going to make me an uncle? Because, like, he wants to buy stuff, and I get that. And now I have friends that are going through IVF and just other people I've come to realize. I mean, I'm usually not the sensitive person. Like, you can't really offend me that much. But, like, imagine if me and Lindsay couldn't conceive and we were actually trying and you keep on hounding me. When are you going to have a kid?
I've had several friends and family members, same thing. Like, they're struggling and they're trying. So it gives them major anxiety when people keep asking that aren't in the loop. And they innocently ask. They don't know.
And do you know what my grandma actually said? Here's the thing that really pushed it. She's like, Joey, you know I'm dying, right? I'm like, oh my God.
Oh no, she played the death card.
Yes. She's like, I don't know how much time I have left. I'm like, well, then talk to your doctor.
Pop out some twins for me, Joey.
That's how she sounds. Dead on, I thought I was talking to my grandma Carol. Live the web, girl. Are you dealing with this at all? I mean, you're not even married.
No, I'm not dealing with your question, but a question that I'm sick of kind of people asking. Your body count. Someone's body count. I hate when you get into a new relationship and the person that you're seeing will ask you this question. And I think it's not the fact that it's rude, but it's not going to end well. It is not going to end well. I don't see what the big fuss about it is. You're in a new relationship with that person. It should be just focused on that, not focused about your past, because no one wants to hear the answer. If it's too low, people are going to be like, oh my gosh, like, why is it so low? Like, ooh, I don't know if I want to, you know,
Low is a good thing? Yeah, no, low is... Well, it depends.
I mean, if it's low...
I don't want a guy who's been with, like, hundreds of women. I think that's gross.
Hundreds is excessive. But also, if you
99's fine.
No, but I'm saying, like, I
triple
have
a, digits, no.
I have a friend who has only been with one person, and he's never been in a relationship, and he is in his mid-20s. Girls look at that as weird. They're like, why have you only been with one person?
But he wasn't in a long-term relationship?
No, he wasn't. Hmm. So it's like, there you go. There's a reason why. And if it's too many, then it's that. I just think that question, just don't ask it.
Do people round
how? It's never going to end
well. Okay, let me ask. Do you round down? If you do, how much?
Are you asking me personally?
Or just like in general? I don't know. Like a general rule. I'm new to the whole thing.
What's your number?
Mine's super, super low. I just got out of a relationship.
I know.
That's why I was like, why is that weird?
I love to ask all the awkward questions.
What's your number, Liv? I just said that I'm tired of people asking about this, and then you're going to go ahead and ask it. I'll ask you then, Joe, huh? When are you going to have a baby?
Shut up.
See?
Well, I was going to say, I'll tell you my number, 833-563-2539. So far, we've determined the questions we don't want you to ask are, when are we going to have a baby? What's your number?
I have a weird, awkward situation that I had with producer Porkchop back in the day when we worked together before.
Oh boy.
I had said I had only seen one weenie, and he's like, Mackenzie, I've seen like 40.
And that was just over the weekend. Melissa, kicking things off at 833-563-2539. I don't know if you have anything about the weenie comment, but what are you tired of people asking you about?
Asking me about when I'm getting my settlement for my car accident.
When you're getting your settlement, do they want in on that cash or what? They're just being nosy.
That's what it's sounding like. But last time I checked, I'm the one that lost my car and went through turmoil to get to where I'm at right now.
It could be worse. They could be asking you, how much are you getting back?
Well,
I've had that question happen too. They've asked me that too, and I don't even know myself.
I mean, okay, Melissa, just for real though, just friends here, forget everybody else annoying you. I mean, what do you think? Like, is there an amount of money you'd like to get? Like, are we talking like $5,000? Are we talking like $500,000? Because that's life changing.
I don't know. I would probably, I'd probably pass out if I heard I was getting $500,000.
I know. You make me want to go get an accident today.
No, do not say that, Joe.
Bottom line, are you okay? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just doing therapy on my hip now. I did knee therapy because I have some nerve damage in my leg. And the lady that hit me, she had a broken arm.
Jeez.
And they didn't put in the police report, which is the worst thing ever, because the other party was saying that she had a broken arm. The person that was behind her, that was supposedly her witness. But I believe that she knew the lady, obviously, because... So he would come waving their arms saying, she's got a broken hand. I'm like, well, she just smashed my car and I have a big knot on my knee.
Jeez, oh my goodness. I'm so happy you're in therapy and doing okay.
Yeah, hey, thank you. Listen, I want to get some more calls. If you want to get in, 833-563-2539. What are you tired of people asking you about? I'm tired of people asking me about blank. I hope my mom and grandma don't hear this.
They probably will.
Then I'll have to talk about, I'm tired of my family listening to the radio and complaining about everything we do. 833-563-2539. I'm tired of people asking me about blank. We brought this thing up because, man, I was going to pick up Pork Chop at the airport, so I called my grandma. I'm like, I don't talk to Grandma Carol enough. And she's like, Joey, you know I'm dying. I'm like, oh my God, Grandma. And then she's like, when are you going to give me a grandbaby? I'm like,
laying it on thick.
I'm like, well, first of all, do you have 9 months left? If you don't have 9 months left, this isn't even a possibility.
How old is she?
78, but she's got...
Oh, she's got time. I mean, if you were like, she's 92, I'd be like,
well,
okay,
no.
You guys.
She's got really bad COPD, so she don't got much longer to go. I hate talking about that.
Aww.
But I'm wondering, though, that is annoying. My wife really gets bothered because we get asked it all the time by my family. 833-563-2539. Emily, what are you tired of people asking you about?
I'm tired of people asking me when I'm going to get married.
How old are you?
I am 29.
Oh, my God. You're so young.
Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years now.
Okay, so that's probably why. Are they putting the heat on him?
Oh, yeah. Every time. Like, I work at a bar, so we met at the bar I work at, and all of our regulars will ask us constantly, when are you guys going to get married?
Do you know, I hate that question, too, because I was with my ex, Chase, for 7 years, and I still get the question for people that didn't know we split. Hey, when are you getting married? I'm like, we're split.
Yeah.
We're split.
It drives me nuts.
Aww.
Do you think he's going to propose anytime soon?
I think it's for sure going to happen. I'm just in school right now, and I don't want the hassle of trying to worry about a wedding when I'm trying to just get through school.
I mean,
so we both want to get married. It's just not the right time for us right now.
All right, Emily, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Let's go to Hannah. Hey, Hannah, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You're tired of people asking you about what?
Same thing she just said, getting married.
Now, what's your story? Like, how old are you, Hannah?
I'm 26.
Okay, once again, very young.
I've been in three very serious relationships back to back, and they were all 3 years, and it's like right at 3 years that cuts off and we're no longer together. But it just seems like my family is like on me about getting married. I'm the sixth child of eight, and everyone else is married except for me. So they're all like, when are you going to jump on the bandwagon?
They all want you to be miserable too, Hannah. They want you to join them in misery.
You're the holdout. Stay strong.
Yeah, do your thing. You're way too young. When you're ready, you're ready. Hey, thank you, Hannah, for calling in this morning. Let's wrap things up with Ross right now. Ross, what are you tired of people asking you about?
I'm tired of people asking me when I'm going to have a boy.
Oh, how many girls do you have?
I have three.
Oh, do you want another kid?
I wasn't sure about the ones that I ended up with. I don't know quite how they got there, but a boy is not in the picture. You get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
That's right.
Hey, Ross, thank you. Yeah, but come on now. If you're the father, you're like, when am I going to have a boy? I'm overrun by women in my house. I can't take this anymore.
I have so many friends that have just one sex and they go for the other and they end up having like another. If they have three boys, they have a fourth boy. If they have three girls, they have a fourth girl. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey, thank you, Ross, for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. We'll get this on our Facebook page in just 1 second. That way, if you couldn't get through, you can actually join in the conversation, because I think it's very common. You're not alone. If people are on your case or on your butt about stuff, it's probably happening to other people.
Chicka, 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 chicka. Hi, my name is producer Pork Chop.
That does sound like Chops.
This is how I talk when I do the show on Comcast. Thursday nights, channel 81. You can watch it.
We do a show on Comcast.
Thank you for making that end.
Surprisingly, they have not taken it away from us yet. I'm sure they will when they actually review it. But we are on TV on Thursday nights on Comcast Channel 81. If you ever wanted to watch that, you certainly should check that on out. All right, we are done for today. If you missed anything like Murder Monday or anything else that we talked about, make sure you check it on out at RadioNowIndy.com. Also, check out our Instagram story. You put swipe-up links a lot of times with different things that we talk about. So there's always a way for you to see behind the scenes and also to connect to anything that you might have missed. Want to remind you, all this week here on the morning show at 8:10, we are hooking you up with Jonas Brother tickets. Another chance tomorrow to win tickets to the show Friday night at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Also, you get to go backstage and meet them. We'll give you meet and greet passes, and you're qualified for the grand prize, a chance to fly away and see them somewhere else, a secret location.
How cool is that? The ultimate Joe Bro experience. We are hooking you up.
What do you got going on today, Mackenzie?
I am going to fly out of here into hair and makeup, and I'm going to shoot some television commercials. So I'm excited to get glam so I don't look like a zombie, because I got about an hour and a half of sleep last night.
Hi, it's Mackenzie for blah, blah, blah.
Yes, I'm going to go do some TV. What about you guys?
No TV for me today. They have not called me back yet.
You can come with me. Be in the background.
Okay, like, hey.
Be an extra.
I'll be waving. What do you got going on, Liv?
I have my second job, and I think that's about... Oh, I have to feed my best friend's cat. So I'm really not looking forward to that, because that cat literally hates me. She's made me cry twice just out of sheer fear. And I'm always scared that she's going to attack me. So I just have to run in really quick, get four little scoops of food, and then run out really quickly as well.
What's her name, the cat?
Sylvia. She looks like a Sylvia, too.
Sylvia.
I didn't want to ask you this, Liv, but are you in town this weekend?
Me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Duh. Yes, I have the Jonas Brothers on Friday night, baby!
Okay, well, what about Saturday night and Sunday? Would you want to watch my dogs and we pay you money?
Well, Saturday, I'm working like a golf outing or something.
Well, that's fine. You have to check in on them. Pork Chop can't do it. And my wife asked me to ask you. I don't feel safe with you doing it.
No, I can. I can on Friday before just
Saturday,
the concert.
Just Saturday night and Sunday.
Okay, I can do that.
God. Okay, Lindsay.
I'm like last choice.
Well, Pork Chop is my first choice, but he's going to be out of town, I think. So,
are you going out of town?
I'm DJing a wedding on Saturday in Michigan.
Yeah. I'm deciding if I'm going to go out of town or not. I don't know, like a last minute thing.
But what do you got going on today?
Today I am serving at Sullivan's Steakhouse from like 4:30 to 8:30. So yeah, that's it. That's my day. I got to do some laundry though.
Yeah, laundry on there. I got to go take the doggos for a walk. I got a bunch of like honey to-do list stuff that I got to do. I think I'm going to try to get in some disc golf, but it sounds like I'm going to have to go by myself because I got to be home and cook dinner. My wife wants me to start cooking dinner more around the place. So,
oh boy.
It's going to be gorgeous, though. It's like 81 and sunny today, 90 sunny tomorrow, so we still have this beautiful weather.
Well, that sounds miserable. Today's great. Tomorrow, we're going to all melt our faces off.
See, I love it hot. I'll take it.
All right. Well, hey, we can't do any of that unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So, for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.